is Terry. Can I help you?
Hi, is Dale there?
I can check. Who's calling?
Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
With who?
The Bank of Cardiff.
All right. Can you hold on just a minute?
Sure.
Hello, he's not in. Do you want to leave a message?
Yeah, is there anyone else there, like an office manager, CFO, someone else that handles the business finances?
That's me. My name is Terry.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Hi, Terry. I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff, and I just really wanted to follow up. We had mailed out a pre-approved finance offer to your business about 2.5 weeks ago, and that offer was based on some past financing that you guys did with American Express. Business finance back in 2012. And so based on that borrowing history, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just wanted to see what kind of things you have in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
We don't need any right now. We have any equipment. We've made lots of equipment purchases the last couple of years. And with the economy the way it is, we're not ready to buy any more equipment.
Okay, that makes sense.
We have no need for financing at this time.
Okay. And since I know, like you said, you guys purchased a lot of equipment in the past. Do you guys ever kind of purchase equipment, like, towards the end of the year to take advantage of 179 at all?
We do that throughout the year.
Okay, just throughout the year. Okay. But you guys aren't taking on, you guys don't have any plans to bring anything on?
No, not anytime
right now.
Soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Our sales this year pretty good.
Yes. There could be better.
Could be better?
Yes. We need improvement.
Okay. What are you guys tracking this year?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay. No, that's fine. Is there like a busy time of the year for you guys?
No. It's all year long.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, who's your customer base? Are you guys like mainly business to business or business to consumer?
Oh, no, we are a contractor. We have to bid jobs. We do a lot of public works.
Okay. That makes sense. Do you guys have, what are, like, the typical payment terms do you guys have for your customers? Is it ever, like, net 30, 60, or 90?
Usually, some of both. It depends. If it's government projects, it's 90.
Okay. Do you guys ever, run into cash flow problems while waiting those 90 days for payment?
We have a couple lines of credits with our local bank. If we need it, we have it. And we have funds on cash reserves with other banks.
Okay.
We just save for the...
Okay.
if that comes up. Right.
Okay. How big is, if you don't mind me asking, your line of credit?
We've got it... Well, altogether, it's about $1.5 million.
Oh, okay, $1.5 million. And, do you guys ever even use, half of that?
We haven't even used it in years.
Oh, that's awesome. You didn't even touch it.
Right.
How long
it's
have
you... It's available
for
us, but it's been years. It's been, I don't know, about 6 or 7 years since we've had to use it.
Oh, wow. You guys are definitely doing something right.
Mm-hmm. We're trying.
How long have you guys been in the industry for?
Well, one of our companies is 50 years old, 52 years old. The other one is 22.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so, are these, is it all the same owner?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. So it sounds like you guys are growing, huh?
We are growing. Slowly.
Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
How do people find you guys? How do people see, is it marketing or is it all government?
We just bid. We're a contractor. We have a bid throughout South Louisiana, Southeast Louisiana, sometimes Central Louisiana, and then we have an air conditioning service company that advertises throughout Louisiana. They do quite a bit of work. They have websites. They have vans with the website, phone number, things like that. And we do quite a bit of advertising in the local areas.
Oh, that's awesome. No wonder you guys are growing. So what has your growth looked like for the past 2 years?
It's stabling right now.
Okay.
It's so not really growing this year. So
why is that? Are there any obstacles?
The economy.
Oh, just
because
the economy.
The Fed, right, the economy. A lot of projects are on hold.
Oh, that actually makes a lot of sense. So is there, I'm sorry?
And then with the oil field, you have a lot of people out of work, so even the air conditioning service calls are dwindling down.
So
people are having to put up with, instead of putting a new unit, they just kind of repair the old one. And make it last as much as possible.
That makes sense, Are there like a lot of, do you guys have a lot of competition in the area?
Yeah, we have quite a bit.
Yeah, I would think so. All right.
We have a lot of customers repeat callbacks. They would prefer us over some of the other competition.
Oh, really? Is that what gives you the advantage?
Yes.
Awesome. So, are you guys do you guys kind of focus right now, since the economy is so bad, just on day-to-day operations, or are you guys kind of trying to figure out how to grow and just get bigger?
It's both.
Okay, that makes sense. Do you maybe have an email address where I could send you some information just in case something does come up and you're not able to use that line of credit?
Yeah, I'll give you my email. I don't see it happening though, because with our line being so large and
yeah.
My email address is Terry. That's Terri. At coastalvolute.com.
At coastalvolute.com. Perfect. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hope business starts to pick up again.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much, Olivia.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.